With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Reporters who've been covering stories of migration of people crossing the border have seen an uptick in families fleeing violence in Central America. Angela Cocherga is a longtime reporter born in Mexico City and raised along the U.S.-Mexico border. I spoke with her recently at a journalist conference in Santa Fe about coverage of the caravans of migrants now waiting in Mexico for U.S. asylum.
The caravans, that's something, you know, relatively new, but people have been coming up in groups for safety in numbers for a while. And even though the primarily Tijuana is the focal point of the quote-unquote caravan migration, as one of the leaders of a nonprofit who helps migrants and refugees tells me, says we've been having caravan loads of families now coming for probably the past couple of years. There's been a spike in that family migration out of Central America.
Cocherga says the U.S. has been involved in civil wars in Central America over the last 40 years in several countries.
Primarily Honduras, but also more from Guatemala and El Salvador. These are countries that have been at actual war, civil war, part of proxy wars with the U.S. In the 80s, and now gang warfare. And often the gangs who had people had been kind of trained to be gangs in the U.S. and been deported back to their home countries and really thrive because of the lack of rule of law. And of course, the poverty issues and natural disasters that are all part of the mix that are driving some of this migration.
Parents wanting to save their children from being recruited into gangs see no other choice but to head north to the U.S., putting more strain on an immigration system and border patrol that are already stressed, says Cocherga. That stress worsened on Christmas Day when a second child migrant died while in the care of border agents. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.